11:44, lots of fishing tournament action going on down in Del Clark Lake near Canby, and Terry Overlander is on the scene. What's happening down there?
Well, we're visiting with Dave and Evan again. We're sitting in a nice ice castle fish house, nice and toasty warm in here, and the fish are coming in. Got a picture of a couple of fish, one really nice crappie that just came in a short time ago. And Evan, why don't you give us an update? You've caught some more fish since the last time we talked.
Yeah, we sure have. I'll just kind of go through the species here. What we have for Northern, the top leader is a 29-inch, 5.69 pounds. The walleye is 20.2 inches at 3.15 pounds. Crappie is 13.25 inches at 1.3 pounds. And the bluegill we registered in the panfish section is 8.35 inches and 0.53 pounds. And the perch, we have a 1.1 pound, 13.25 inch perch as the leader.
Okay, so you have prizes for like the biggest fish and then the most fish, or the total weight, or how's that work?
So the way we do the 24-hour, it's just the top four for each section. So that'll go off of weight first, then length, and then time. So each one is set up that the top prize will be the best, and then it kind of just goes down from there, and then each section has the top prize and then just drops from there.
And what is the top prize?
The top prize. Boy, you caught me off guard. I don't have the prize list, but
okay, well.
I know it's pretty good.
Okay, well, anyway, there's over $10,000 worth of prizes down here, and this is the second year that they've done this. The weather turned out much better this year than last year. Last year was the start of the polar vortex. It was really cold, and beautiful, beautiful day yesterday and today, and their open ice fish tournament now. That'll start at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and, well, you know, you still got plenty of time to get down here and register for that. That's an open ice tournament, and that's for both youth and adult, and some nice prizes there as well. They'll drill the holes for you. You got to bring your own bait, bring your stool to sit on, and a fishing rod, and that's all you got to do, and a chance to win some nice prizes. And all the kids that come on down, they get a tackle box and a fishing rod, so you can't beat that. And there's some different kids' activities and things, too. And what were those fees again, Dave, for the two-hour tournament?
The two-hour tournament is $10 for the kids and $15 for the adults.
And all that money goes towards a good cause. Like I mentioned earlier today, that the Canby Sportsman's Club, they are very, very active. They really want to get the youth involved with hunting and fishing, and they do a wonderful, wonderful job down here. You've got some more sponsors you wanted to mention too, Dave.
Yeah, I'd like to just touch base with the last of our sponsors, but definitely not least. Canby Dawson Auto Glass, D&K RV Sales, Country Tile and Carpet, Conrad Truck and Tractor Repair, Connor and Grant Dickman, Cleveland Chevrolet, Paul Christensen Trucking, Chaos Plumbing, Canby Liquor, Canby Lions Club, Canby Laundromat, Canby Inn and Suites, Canby Farmers Grain, Canby Builders, Buffalo Ridge Air Spray, Bot Appliance from Marshall, Benchmark, The Bat Guys, Anzio Construction, Anhalt Seed, Anhalt Plumbing and Heating, American Family Insurance, Ag Plus, which is formerly Senex, Action Sports of Marshall, and Absolute Inc.
Okay, all some great sponsors, and a big thank you goes out to all the sponsors that help make this tournament possible. And I was visiting with them earlier, and they're going to email us the winners so that we can announce those on Q92 and share them on our Facebook page. And then you guys have a Facebook page, too, where you'll be listing them a little later in that, too.
Yeah, it'd be the Canby Fire Sportsman's Club, the fishing tournament. So once we get everything wrapped up, we've been kind of doing some updates here and there, and just kind of keep your eyes towards that, and we'll keep you informed as to what's going on.
And we're at total fish. What's the number now, total?
Total fish, let me give a look here. And we are sitting at 121 total fish caught.
And they're still coming in. They got till 4 o'clock this afternoon. And again, there's refreshments down here. You can buy a burger or a brat. And, you know, everything you need is out here. Just bring your kids and bring your fishing rods and some bait, and they'll supply the hole. and small registration fee, and you can have a lot of fun. The two-hour tournament starting at 1 o'clock goes till 3 o'clock, and then you still have a couple more raffle tickets left, right, Dave?
Yep, we've got, I believe, around 20 raffle tickets left, 15, something like that. One last thing I'd like to thank is D&K RV and Ice Castle Fish Houses for supplying the fish houses that we're sitting in, and the workers to keep warm and register all the fish in. So thanks again to D&K RV Sales and Ice Castle Fish Houses.
And I think they've got a couple on display here that you can even buy, so you might want to check those out too, because they're just beautiful, beautiful fish houses and all the comforts of home. So come on down. It's the second annual Dale Clark Lake Fishing Tournament. This is sponsored by the Canby Firemen's Relief Association and also by the Canby Sportsman's Club. A lot of folks down here having a great time, and they'll treat you right, too. So plenty of time to get down here for that two-hour tournament. Again, that starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
I'd like to thank all of our sponsors again. Hopefully you didn't miss anybody, and hopefully everybody comes out and we have a great time out here.
And I think I'm going to have one of them burgers. I hear they're pretty good.
Yeah, they are. They got to be good. They're made by my son-in-law, so.
Okay. So that's going to do it from Dale Clark Lake here in Canby. But again, come on down for that two-hour tournament. Still time to get here for that. That starts at 1 o'clock. So with that, Maynard, back to you.
In 10 minutes, it'll be 12.